listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. We play post-rock. The Royal We playing post-rock. Post-rock will be played. And then some other stuff, because I realized when I was building the playlist that I put the other stuff first. And so it's kind of weird to start off the show saying that I play post-rock and then not play post-rock. But that's just kind of how I roll. So we're going to kick things off with a song by the band Ballacade, who is absolutely not post-rock at all. But he's just really cool, and he plays cool stuff, and I like the song. And that's sort of the main part of my selection process. But I promise there will be post-rock later, and it will be good. And you should stick around for that as well. But also enjoy this, because it's good too. So we're going to kick things off with a song by the band Ballacade, as I said. The song is Los Angeles 3600 off his album Malaise Era, which is actually for a name your price download off of Bandcamp. And so you can pick that up really easily. His whole discography is name your price, but Malaise Era is a really fantastic song, or a fantastic album. So I recommend picking that up off Bandcamp if you want to, if you like this especially. So here we go. Los Angeles 3600 by Ballacade. Ballacade playing the song Los Angeles 3600, and I hope you enjoyed it, because everything else is going to be different than that from now on, sort of. I have a motley gang, a crew of sorts, of weird assortments of music today, because I made the playlist last night, which I normally have more time, but I'm very busy with starting the new job. Working in a lab, doing science, it's all very exciting, but it means that my life is kind of insane right now. And it seems like it always is, so maybe I just attract busyness, but it's good to be busy. I'd much rather be busy than unbusy. So, I want to play another song right now. I'm going to play several songs, but I want to play this one right now. This song is by the band Atra Eterna, and The song is called Smoke and Mirrors off the album Machinations. And I like it. It's a little more electronic, but I give it the post-rock stamp. Some people may disagree with me, but if that's the case, I mean, you know where I am. You can come fight me. I'm upstairs in the sub, always looking to fight people. Unless you're much larger than me or a pro boxer, then only come to fight me if you're not a big dude. I don't want to fight like some 6'8" bouncer UFC guy. I would not fight that fight on purpose. But yeah, I mean, I like the song. It's called Atra Eterna, or by the band Atra Eterna, called Smoke and Mirrors. And I'm upstairs if you want to fight me in the sub. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Atra Eterna playing the song Smoke and Mirrors. And as always, I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it half as much as I enjoy it, then you probably enjoyed it quite a lot, because I like all of this stuff. You could say I like it enough to play on my radio show. What was I going to say? Right. It's getting sunny out. It's getting lovely. It's hot out. It's hot out at night, which means it's a great time to go down to Wreck Beach and just hang out down there, because it's quite a sight to behold, especially if you are in the Vancouver area and have not been to Wreck Beach, and especially if, like, several 50-ish men being naked down there doing activities they could easily do while clothed isn't off-putting to you, because that's where they hang out. And it's just, it's an experience. It's real. Apparently one of my coworkers, I'm not going to name him, not that he listens to the show, not that anyone listens to the show, but apparently over lunch in the summer, he'll take like a slightly longer lunch break, walk down to Wreck Beach, and just go for a little swim in the ocean naked, and then come back, put his lab coat on, and continue working. So maybe I'll join him doing that, because it's fun to be naked. It's freeing. Along a similar vein of why I like to do no pants broadcasts. But I must clarify that I do wear boxers when I do those. Like I'm not naked. That would be weird. I'm just not wearing pants, because pants are the worst. I saw a picture on the internet that's one of my friends. It was like a conversation between some of my female friends, and it was how to wear jeans. Step one: put on leggings. And I get that. Leggings look really comfortable. And they're not jeans. Anyway, I've been rambling on, as I'm wont to do. So I want to play a song by the band Collapse Under the Empire. It's actually a collaboration between Collapse Under the Empire and Mooncake. Mooncake, who I play occasionally, Collapse Under the Empire, who I do not, just because they were new to me. The song is Black Moon Empire, and it's pretty cool. And I hope you think it's pretty cool, because that would be pretty cool. So, Black Moon Empire by Collapse Under the Sun and Mooncake. Thank you. That's a good tune. I hope you like that tune. Mooncake is cool. They're really cool. And I enjoyed that song. And that's post-rock. And so I think I can say that without getting up in anyone's business. But there's a weird culture that comes to music, especially with genres that are a little more niche. And when I try to find music, I'm following a couple of post-rock collectives, I guess, for lack of a better word, on Facebook. And there's a lot of, like, ego in it, and it's kind of weird. I think we could do music without the ego, or at least I would be happy to do that. But anyway, what was I going to say? Right, so last Saturday was the Solstafir concert, Solstafir 7, 9s, and 10s, that I plugged a bit on last week's show. I don't know if anyone went. If you did, I hope you enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool, and I quite enjoyed it. I don't know if you guys have been to a metal concert, and it was certainly a non-orthodox metal concert, because Solstafir is like post-blacky, and it's there's a bit more to it. It's not your average heavy metal, certainly. But there were a lot of... It was at the Astoria, which I guess might be a metal venue. I'm not really sure. But there were a lot of metal people there, like metal folks. And the people watching was just so good. Oh, metal people that are really into metal are interesting. So this one thing was new to me. I don't know if maybe you guys knew this, but shorts are more metal than pants. You're more metal if you wear shorts. And I deduced this because around 50%, give or take, of the people, all the people there, there's maybe like, I don't know, 50, 60 people there. So 50% of all that people, all those people were wearing shorts, which is a much larger percentage of the amount of people normally wearing shorts. Especially given, I mean, it's May, but it's early May, and it's nice out, but it's like, is it shorts weather, is it not shorts weather? And it was at night too, but anyway, a lot of shorts. Also a lot of cut-off jean jackets with big patches of stuff, and all the dudes had such long hair. Impressive specimens of long hair. And the lead singer of Solstafir had long hair, but he had it back in one of those man bun type things, maybe. But he had this big, big bushy beard. And so when he headbanged, the beard went up and down, and that was cool. I've never seen that. And they also had an Icelandic cowboy, which I didn't know existed, but apparently it does. This guy came out, one of the guys in Solstafir. Huge, huge sideburns, like just massive patches of hair on the side of his face. And he was wearing a cowboy hat, like dressed up like a cowboy. And then when they start playing Ota, the song that I played last week with the banjo, he busts out the banjo and he just starts laying like banjo licks. I don't know if you can have licks on a banjo, but if you can, he had them because it was out of control and it was excellent. So that was a good show. There are some other exciting shows coming up. There's the Zoo Strategies opening for I/O that is coming up, which I should remember, and I think I do, but I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm going to just check right now to make sure I don't give you wrong information. Ba ba ba, clicking around. Now I'm on Facebook, and I have to log into Facebook. I hope I don't have to. No, I don't have to log in. Cool. It's on Sunday, May 24th at 8:30 at the Railway Club. $5 cover if you come before 10 p.m., doors are at 8:30. So it's a $5 show, which means like you can't afford not to go, really. And it's going to be fantastic. I have really high hopes. I/O is really, really good. Zoo Strategies, I mean, I play them on the show pretty often. Excitingly enough, they're actually interested in coming and doing a live show with us, being me, being the Spice of Life, being you people as well. So that'll be cool. I just have to sort out the scheduling with the new time and everything and get that set up. But that would be fun. So look forward to that in the future, in the ether of eventually. And I'm definitely going to be there too, so that would be a cool place to go. Not just because I'm going to be there, but partly because I'm going to be there. Anyway, I've been talking long enough. I need to play a song so that I can plug myself back into the wall and recharge my batteries for the next rant. So, this song I want to play is another collaboration, like the last one. It's by the bands Sferaz, which I'm sure is incorrectly pronounced, but I'm going to go with Sferaz, and Two C's, which I'm sure is correctly pronounced, because it's just two and C's, so it's pretty easy. And the song is Ensemble, and it is cool. Not to oversell it, but it's cool. So I hope you like it too, and I will see you after this song is done, and we can hang out again. So, Ensemble by Sferaz and Two C's. Here we go.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
So, we just had a pretty big doubleheader that was absolutely on purpose and not because I went to the bathroom during one song and came back and it was halfway through the second one. And though the nature of that doubleheader was we had the band, there was the collaboration between Sferaz and 2Cs playing the song Ensemble. And then after that we had Flies Are Spies from Hell, the band, playing the song Slow Heat Death. And they're both really cool, so I suggest looking into both of them if you enjoyed either of those tracks or both of those tracks. They're both pretty cool. And this is a good, as good a time as any to say that The Spice of Life is a cool show. But I was going to say today's spice, they have the spice of the day, which is the thing I do if I remember, which is surprisingly not that often. And I just say a spice that I like, and then we talk about it a bit. It's really nothing special. If you're not into spices, then now would be a good time to change the channel. But change the station? No. You should stay here. Just it'll be short, I promise. Today's spice is garlic salt, because I figured out that if you're making ground beef and you put garlic salt on it, it tastes so much better. Also, garlic salt is great for putting in your wounds because it isn't painful and it helps it heal. Garlic salt is good to add to your shampoo. This is an interesting homeopathic thing. If you add it to your shampoo, it helps, it promotes hair growth. Unfortunately, if you don't have any hair, it does not promote hair growth. It's good, but it's not that good. Garlic salt is also, it gives you a buzz if you snort it. And now is as good a time as any to do a disclaimer. Don't snort garlic salt. Don't put it in your shampoo. I'm just fooling around. But do absolutely put it on your ground beef because it's fantastic. I do recommend that. And just on your anything, like you're cooking chicken, throw garlic salt on it. You're making, it just makes everything better. It's garlic and salt are two things that really add to the flavorfulness of a dish. And that's me being serious, not me being a punk kid who's trying to get someone to put garlic salt in their shampoo. But if you do, let me know how that goes. I'm just seriously interested into what that would be like. And we have a bit of time left. We have some of that sweet, sweet time. And I would like to play another song for you today. The song is by the band As the Poets Affirm. I've played them maybe once or twice. They're cool. They're Canadian. And I like them. They're good. And good music is good, and I like to play stuff that's good, so I'm going to play some of this stuff. The song I would like to play by the band As the Poets Affirm, the song I would like to play for you today, is Literary Nonfiction, off the album I Want to Tell My Heart to You, But I Cannot Say English. So here's Literary Nonfiction by As the Poets Affirm.
tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
With a big copy of Discorder's May issue available around town at venues and record stores. This month we're featuring articles on...
Hey, sport, I thought we might kick the ball around in the backyard, hey? Oh, what are you doing in here? Why are all the lights turned off?
Dad, close the door. I'm trying to do an ad for Discorder.
Don't let this happen to you. Pick up a copy of Discorder today, featuring articles on the documentary festival Doxa, as well as coverage of local artists Weird Candle, Neck of the Woods, The Back Homes, Holy Hum, and Gender Dog. CITR would also like to thank this month's Discorder advertisers: Sled Island, North by Northeast, Live Van, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw Theater, and AMS Events.
So, we just heard As the Poets Affirm playing the song Literary Nonfiction. And I managed to stop that one on time because I did not leave to go to the bathroom. And oh, that reminds me, I would just like to reiterate how much I do not want anyone to actually try snorting garlic salt. That would be so unpleasant. And I don't make me regret saying that, because I still think it's funny, and I will continue to think it's funny unless someone actually does it, so please don't. Just don't. But I mean, the shampoo thing, I would be interested in how that works out, because that's not as bad, but probably don't do either. Which reminds me, speaking of segues, I need to say that the Spice of Life is in a period of transition, so I've been pre-recording these shows for a little while. It looks like I may be moving to a different time slot soon, so if you like the show a lot, thank you very much, if you listen to it occasionally. It's going to be from 2 to 3 on Thursdays until it's not, and then it won't be. So if you want to stay up to date on that, it would be good to like the Facebook page where I can communicate those things as they happen to you. And I also post the track list if you missed one of the things or are curious as to how Sferaz is pronounced. It's spelt. I don't know how it's pronounced, but I do know how it's spelt. So that'll be on there too. The page is The Spice of Life, 101.9 FM CITR. And you should look into that, because that would be cool. And right, so I'm going to be moving to a different time slot eventually. So stay tuned for that. Like the page. Don't snort garlic salt, please. And we still have a few more songs to play, so I'm going to get on with the playing of those. This next song I would like to play for you today is by the band Waterfey. It was new to me until last night around 11:30 p.m., but they're cool, so I like this song a lot. The song is called Cayon, off their album Girls in the White Dream. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. We just heard Waterfay playing the song Kayan. And I was thinking while that song was playing, and I was just kind of hanging out and enjoying the music, I was thinking that one good thing about putting garlic salt in your shampoo is that it would keep vampires away, but one bad thing is that it would keep everyone away. And also probably give you some kind of rash. So if you're going to put garlic salt in your shampoo, make sure to think about it and not to make any rash decisions about it. Because if you do put it in your hair, then maybe the rash decision will be made for you. It looks like I'm running out of time, as it always does at this time in the show. But I still have one more song, so I'm going to cling on to the live air time with my cold, dead hands. You can pry it from me, should you so choose. Again, I'm upstairs if you want to fight me, which would be a good avenue to pry things from cold, dead hands. But I do have one last song before I introduce it. It's been a real pleasure, as always. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because, as always, it's one of the highlights of my week. And I'll let you know when the Spice of Life stops being from 2 to 3 on Thursdays, and when it starts being from something to something on sometime. So, without further ado, the last song I'm going to play today is by the band Amina. The song is Sex Falder, and it's off the album Cur. So have a beautiful day, have a beautiful weekend, have a beautiful week, have a beautiful, beautiful, and I will see you. I will talk to you eventually. Same time next week, if that works for you. So take care, and goodbye. Thank you.